And that's Cody. And we're Unarticulate Podcast.
What does that
mean? Who knows?
What? I know. I feel like we are, which you can come back to. I feel like we are every like 14, 15, 16 year old who's having an identity crisis.
Because what are we doing? Honestly, at this point in time, I dress like an elder emo today. So like, let's be real.
What does that mean?
Like an old emo person.
Is this common tongue? Am I outside of the loop of
I feel like words? It's on a, like, I feel like, I'm pretty sure it's on TikTok.
Are you sure?
I mean, elder millennial is one thing, but I'm pretty sure there's elder emos too.
So, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and there's no such thing as elder emo.
You're an elder emo.
Did I spell elder correctly? What's elder juice?
What?
I was like, we all know that this is not going to end well. What's elder juice? It is juice of an elder. Man, that's a lot of elder juice. That elder has a lot of elder
juice. You saying elder juice
that's
makes me think of something in Skyrim.
Ooh, do you want to hear some of the trending ones for today on Urban Dictionary? I don't think I want. Girls who eat carrots. That could only go well, right? A person of the female gender who often consumes the orange vegetable commonly known as a carrot. Do you girls eat carrots? Yeah. So are you girls who eat carrots? We are females who consume vegetables. I hate everything. All right. That was... Well, okay, let me do one more.
Yes.
This is fascinating.
We could have, at the top of each show, just to tell you something from Urban Dictionary.
Ew. Wetter than an otter's pocket. Nope. Well, we can all assume what that means. That's kind of... What's goovy? It's groovy. Not at all. It's G-U-V-I. It's Toronto slang for government name. Is goovy. That's a weird...
Interesting.
Weird. Let's go for it. All right. Let's end that on a good note. All right. See you all next week. Have a great rest of your
week.
We're
done, real.
Adios. Have a great weekend. Bye.
It's a long weekend, too.
I was like, how long are we going to let silence happen before we hop back in? Good. I'm glad you came back. What did you do? What's up, Buttercup?
What did I do? Oh, gosh. My allergies are trash. What else happened? My hair is pissing me off. Making beautiful pictures. We're really bad at Instagram. I tried oysters.
I feel personally attacked. I feel personally attacked by that statement.
We're really bad at Instagram. We are. We've been telling our...
I just had a rough week.
You did. We've been telling our audience of 11 people that we would be posting on Instagram, and we still haven't. Right.
And now I'm just playing with the natural part in my
hair. Playing with the natural part in your hair. It's beautiful.
Listen, it doesn't make sense. Cowlicks don't make sense. I have some that just do their own thing.
They're not supposed
to. What's up? Yep.
I went to the beach because my furlough days started this past Friday. So I went to the beach. I finished the book I was reading. So now I'm on a different one. I'm trying to read 7 in a year. So we'll see what that looks like. What else happened? Okay. Oh, I tried oysters for the first time. And they're delicious, and I feel like I've missed out on them my entire life, but they're also stupid expensive. So there's that.
Is this a good time to bring up that we have a whole thing about oysters?
We do, but I don't feel like we don't need to share it right now.
Got it.
That's an inside joke. I mean, how do we even share that? Because it was a picture.
Yes.
That we'll actually have to put on the Instagram.
That's not going to happen in you and I both.
You know what? Maybe it will.
Okay. So we're not talking about
the if we promise story, to put it on Instagram, we can talk about it. But that's the only way it's going to make any sense to anybody.
Nope.
All right, moving on.
Maybe something. Yep.
Yeah, it was like, it was...
Uneventful week. It's uneventful.
I mean, yeah, I adventured a little bit, and then that was it. I'm a little sleepy, and my allergies suck.
Okay.
Are you okay?
So, yeah, my brain is processing everything. It's very slow today. So talk to me a little bit more about... Oh my god, I almost said gender emo. Elder emo. What quantifies an elder emo? What characteristics make you an elder emo? What is the difference between someone what?
Wait. I am trying to So I have pants. I forgot I did this. I have pants that are too short because I'm a tall person, so they're too short on me. So I cut them. So I'm trying to make shorts out of them.
Okay.
And then I split dyed. I tried to split dye two pairs of pant shorts. That's something fun. If we want to become a DIY channel.
Oh my god.
So like one pant leg.
I just want to know about Elder Emo.
Elder Scrolls. I don't know why I'm on a Skyrim kick right now. I'm so sorry. I haven't even played in a long time. So Elder Emos are basically like people that were like in the emo scene, like that area in high school, that are now like in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30 range.
Okay.
Who still kind of tend to dress like they did when they were then, when they were in the youths of being an emo or an E person, an E boy or E girl.
I was going to say, can you quantify just or characterize people and what emo phase of that timeline and those people when they were going through high school, what an emo phase looked like?
For me or for people in general?
For like if you were to generalize maybe what it was like for
I
you.
I was like, people already know what emo phases look like.
Okay, well, we can't assume. I'm just trying to create a operational definition for emo in that.
Emo was emotional. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm emotional right now in the way that you're talking to me, and I will never let this go. This is it. Remember that time we were podcasting and you just were not being nice? That was it, and now I'm done.
Done.
Now I'm signing off. I gave it another couple minutes and now I'm out.
Cody's leaving. It's just going to be me now. And I'm not consistent.
There we go.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. No, I'm coming back now. We've never been consistent.
That's true.
You're like, I'm not consistent either. I am consistent in when I do leave the pot. This is my big jar of, it says Simply Lemonade, but it's actually half lemonade and half iced tea. You would think it's the Simply Lemonade, but no, these are both Walmart's little jugs of lemonade and iced tea put together because I needed
a container. You have a large Arnold Palmer?
Yep. I don't like to say brands unless they pay me.
Which is a lie because you've said so many brands.
I know, I'm inconsistent. Good. Okay. So what did the emo phase look like for you? Now that you were just like, you know what it means. And we're never going to tell anyone the operational definition of emo.
Because people who listen to this know exactly, have some perspective of being an emo or like the scene kids.
Nope.
You shut your face. You shut your whore mouth.
Nope. My face is, oh, wow. Yep, we hopped right to words. Okay, good. All right. So what did that look like for you? How did it deviate? How was it similar?
I mean, for me, it was like, when I was in high school and that phase was happening, it was like people with piercings, like face piercings, usually wearing darker clothes, band t-shirts. Makeup was a very interesting, makeup was different. I will probably never do makeup how I used to do makeup on my face. It was bad. It was like big eyelashes, and then like the eyelash, the part of the mascara that touches your eyelid that makes it look darker behind your eyelashes is what my top eyes look like. And then my bottom eye was just like black liner on my, like I tight lined my bottom eye. It was just, it wasn't good. Gotcha. It wasn't good. But yeah, so like, and that's, so when I was in high school, it was around the time when like Panic at the Disco came out and was getting really popular. Fall Out Boys from Under the Cork Tree was coming out. I also like randomly listened to Screamo. We all know Hawthorne Heights and like that phase that people went through. Ohio Is for, if you, I'm not even going to go into it. Just go listen to Ohio Is for Lovers and you'll understand.
Okay.
But yeah, and like cute is, so like cute is what we aim for.
I like them.
Boys
a lot.
Like girls.
I know them.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Like I'm trying to think of like other bands. And then being like that world became popular with Gen Z as e-boys and e-girls is what my understanding is.
See, now, so I never had one of these phases. That I literally, so I had a, I'm saying that I'm popping a lot. I had one of these, those moments where once I wore, so we had a uniform at my school.
You had a uniform.
It, and it was loose in the way that you can like change. Yeah, it was like a structured uniform in a way that like you had to wear certain pants, certain shirts, but you didn't have like a every day you're wearing the exact same thing as everyone else type of uniform. So I shouldn't say uniform as compared to a dress code of like you can wear khaki, navy, black, gray, I'm assuming maybe white pants, and then tops had to be red, black, white, like bold colors that aren't your wild ones. Like I would say a wild color is something that's not a primary color, but yellow also would not count. I'm trying to think of your standard like casual classic t-shirt colors, like any of those. They actually added pink to that in sixth grade. So pink was not allowed. But now, like, that happened about a couple years after I left that. Now it could be any bold color, just can't have a logo. So there was one time that I wore black on black, and that was only because I didn't have, like, I just didn't do laundry at that point. And so I wore black on black once, and that's the closest I've ever come to an emo phase.
You gotta feel it, though. You gotta feel that phase.
I know. I truly don't believe I was, other than listening to those bands. And I think that's kind of where things crisscross into like what's pop culture and what's not. Like those things I think were more pop culture as compared to if you were more when it was my piece of the millennial, zillennial type of person, that was with like Panic at the Disco. Blood on the Dance Floor and those type of like those weird poppy emo pieces, that was a little bit more of what people listened to for the emo phase.
Don't you have a picture of yourself with like your hair in front of your face looking like,
I just had Justin Bieber like
looking like
hair.
A scene kid.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had the scene phase as compared to I was probably like forever like a I don't even know what you would call it. Like a prep school, but I don't know, plus Justin Bieber hairstyle. I don't know.
Did you go to a prep school?
I don't know.
Oh.
No. I went to a public school with a whole bunch of poor people.
That had a specific dress code.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, we fought that was one of the biggest issues that was brought up. So they specifically it created the dress code so that it would try to mitigate differences in social class, because I come from a very low socioeconomic piece of Pennsylvania. And I mean, my family, I come from a low socioeconomic background with a single parent. So, I mean, that was, they thought it would be helpful to, you know, like I said before, mitigate that piece of like who's wearing brands and who's not. Nevertheless, that doesn't stop people. Like, that made no sense. But yeah, it was a strange dress code, but it wasn't as reserved as many other schools. But you would think, like, it's expensive to get those type of clothes. Yeah. Those aren't casual clothing. Yes. That people would wear day to day. So now you're getting additional clothing to, you know, spend, and it's just like, that doesn't make sense to me. Nevertheless.
But like, so talking about clothing, this is just another tangential thing. Specifically looking at like rompers or like bodysuits, and how they're made, and how they're made that you have to get completely naked to pee.
Yeah.
I think about that from time to time. You should get a romp him.
I think you
could rock a romp him.
I would be moose knuckling all the time. That's where I think that really goes. It's just consistent.
Please.
No, every single moment is just man in bathing suit walking out from the water, just like, here's my penis. That's how I feel like a romper on a man would be. Totally correct me if I'm wrong. But that's...
You should wear a romp him. You should at least try one on.
Maybe someday.
Please.
Maybe someday. When we get our first sponsor, maybe. And we'll use that money to get me a romp him. That's a weird word. Like, it makes sense and I get why it's called that, but that's weird. So your look today in being an E
person.
Not E girl, an elder. You being an elder, you are old. No, that's not fair. What makes, so you're just dressing up as if you would have possibly, but updated slightly if we were in 2008.
I think it just ended up that I have this like bodysuit that's like see-through, kind of like, it's kind of see-through, yes. But it's not bad, but it was, I've wanted to wear it, but I haven't known what to wear it with. And I like the back is open.
Right.
And then I have my holy straight leg pants on, because straight legs are now the new trend instead of skinny jeans. I don't know why skinny was so hard to say. Skinny. Instead of skinny jeans.
But you powered through the word. You're good.
And then I have this new like choker that I bought. And then my Daenerys Targaryen necklace that Kaylee bought me. Kaylee was my old supervisor. And then the wig, because I don't want to wash my hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it's almost generationally. It's almost transitionally emo in the way that, like, I see a little bit of what you were talking about. I feel like chokers were probably your time plus a little bit
before you. They were a 90s
trend. And I know chokers came back, right? But in terms of, like, the space bun hair thingy, like, that's kind of like an e-girl present day fad.
So
I don't know if that was also back then too.
So space buns actually come, I'm pretty sure from what I've read, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that space buns actually are originated with Black culture and how they style their hair. Like, that's where it came from. And then it became white modernized to being called space buns. But I'm pretty sure they were originally in a format of being like Afro buns. I could be very incorrect, but I'm pretty
sure. You also could be totally correct, and I'm just learning.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought they originated with like not originated, I'm sure, something before Princess Leia, but I thought it was the Princess Leia thing, and then people just moved it up because it's impossible to keep your hair like this.
You mean you don't want earmuffs?
Right.
No, I'm pretty sure it comes from Black culture.
Oh. We'll have to do a fact corner next time.
We will have to do a fact corner.
Talk about that. Be like, where this comes from.
This wig.
Everyone's just live stopping us as we're talking, and they're like, pause, look up.
Please.
Boom.
We'll have to do a correction on that. I'll write it down.
Yes. I'm intrigued. Anything else going on in your life? I feel like it was like, what? Words are hard. You're writing. I'll talk. So what's been going on with me in this past week? I moved half of all of my things out of my apartment and into my mother's garage. That was fun. I'm not a fan of moving, and I think that has something directly related to the fact of I've had to move every year for the past, since 2014, and I'm done. I'm so done with it. Next time I move, I don't care what job it is. I don't care, like, how bad it is. I will work there till the day I die. I'm saying that completely sarcastically, just so that I never have to move again. So I did half of that. I helped re-landscape my mom's front porch. And so my mom like met this man. Again, my mom's also married, just to give clarity. I'm not saying this in a weird way. My mom met this guy who he apparently does landscaping on in his own company or something. And he ripped out all of these massive, massive bushes outside that were lining the front of my mom's house. And so she was like, I want to do all these different things. So he just did that on Thursday of last week. And then on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I helped, you know, like retill the land, dig holes for plants, put the plants in, I kept saying grout when I was home too, and now that's the word that's in my mind. Mulch. I know it's mulch. I kept saying grout. I don't know why.
You're tiling the outside.
So then mulching. And then, you're right. And then there's large and small stones that we purchased. So I was shoveling stones into a wheelbarrow, riding the wheelbarrow over to all the places. It was a long, long weekend of manual labor that I'm just like, this is why we pay people. But it looked nice. And my mom did a good job with no, you know, like landscaping experience. She did a great job in picking out flowers and making it, you know, look appropriate in her head. And then putting that from pen to paper to
the world. I bet she appreciated you, though, like being there and helping out.
Well, she better. No. She said, I told her, I was like, Mom, you know, I'm 24, I have a master's degree, and now I'm about to be unemployed. And I'm so sorry for all the things of coming home and being a freeloader until I get a new job. And I quote, she's like, don't worry about that. Like, you know, this is what parents do. Like, you're in this situation just on how things happen in the world. And at the end of the day, I will work you through labor and things like that. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, that's the most mom thing. Well, not a mom thing. That's the most Karen thing you've ever said to me. She's like, I'll make you work. It's good. So I'm going to be doing a lot of manual labor and upkeep and all like that, which I would have done anyway, but it's just the point of, I'm sure she was just like, don't feel that way. You're going to be doing stuff anyway. I'm like, okay, that's fine, Karen. That's fine. So, yeah, I'm sure she was happy. I haven't seen my family in a couple weeks, so it was nice to be home and see them, even though I'll see them again in what is now like 3 days. So, and then I'll be with them for a while. So, yeah, it's been a crazy couple days, and I'm so ready to just sit here, relax until I have to finish packing everything else up. Enjoy my cat and his little toe beans. I love a good cat with toe beans situation. And yeah, just vibe it out. I'm trying to think if there's anything significant. I am terrified. absolutely terrified of bringing home my diplomas. I have them in a diploma frame. It's a double diploma frame. And I'm so terrified of taking them home because I'm like, if I turn too fast, maybe something's going to come into it and just crack the glass. And I'm like, I spent too much money on this.
I still don't have diploma frames. I should probably get them.
Eh, to each their own.
But like you, I've moved around a lot.
Yeah. I just want them hung up in my office. I put a request in through our system when I first got to my present job that I have right now. I put the request in, and I've been here for a year and a half, and they never processed the request. So when I put another one in, it just sat there and they did nothing. And I'm like, okay.
Can you imagine?
So it sat on the floor of my office.
Can you imagine if, like, as you're trying to leave, they're like, oh, we're going to hang this up for you. Excuse me, what?
I took that out of the office last week. Get out of here. I would be very annoyed.
I would be too. I'd be annoyed for you.
Well, thank you. So what are we here to talk about?
I forgot everything. In writing stuff down, I forgot everything that I was going to talk to you about.
We were totally going to talk about something. Yeah,
I have it. Brief side tangent about this wig is that I get a lot of comments on it that it looks like an anime wig. Like I look like somebody in an anime, which I'm like, all right, I support all of that because I like anime. But anyway, so side note there, we're going to talk about.
Doesn't have a higher purpose. Noted. Got it. Okay.
Well, because I was going to say it earlier and then forgot and then was writing. Doesn't have a higher purpose. Does this podcast have a higher purpose? No. Other than to bring people kind of joy and be like, oh, they're relatable. Relatable assholes. That's what the word is.
He's being a stretchy boy and I'm waiting for him to do something cute. We're all going to witness it. Moose, for everyone. Moose was he did all the stretch and it was very cute. I am a cat parent. He also likes his belly rubbed, and that doesn't make sense to me. Cats shouldn't like that.
I know cats that like that. They also send conflicting signals and try to eat your face.
Yo, for real. My baby. Okay.
We're gonna talk about hot blank summer.
Hot girl summer.
Hashtag hot girl summer or hot boy summer or hot non-binary summer, like whatever you want it to be.
Correct. Yes. I will say, for the purposes of us not having to say all the things, because it stems from hot girl summer, are we good to just say hot girl summer?
You don't want to say hot blank summer all the time.
I feel like we're doing some type of Smosh intro where it's like every blank ever. And so I just want to make sure that we're on the same page of when we say hot girl summer, this is a very inclusive environment of it's hot everyone summer. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, who you want to be, where you've been. Everyone could be hot, a hot girl this summer.
Yes.
Yes. A hot person summer. Yes. But I talk about it all the time about myself. I'm like, I'm going to have a hot girl summer. This is it.
So yeah, so what does hot girl summer, like you drilled me on being an elder emo, what does being a hot girl summer mean for you? Give us the origin of it. Where does it come from? Can you use it in a sentence?
Well,
can you spell it?
All right, this is not a spelling bee. Okay, so I will talk about my general understanding of it. This can be accurate, this could be not. From my understanding of what hot girl summer is we all as people are now experiencing the post-breakup scenario. So we had to break up or divorce last summer because of COVID, right? And so now we all are going to have our hot girl summer of coming back into the world post-COVID, get our shit done, be on top of it all, look great while doing it, and not look great in the way of like, that means going to the gym, eating right, looking, you know, Hollywood style, what's great. It's literally just being the best version of yourself and just putting it on blast of, this is what I am. This is how I'm going to be great this summer. So don't know if that's exactly true. So literally Hot Girl Summer is Hot Girl Summer is everything from my understanding of you. You are going to rock your new athletic bod that you've worked so hard on during COVID to be like your best, you know, or not organic self. That's not true. To be your best version of yourself on who you hope to be. Or Hot Girl Summer is waking up, rolling out of bed, getting some Frosted Flakes and eating it and binge watching all of Game of Thrones. You know, like that could be Hot Girl Summer. Everything's Hot Girl Summer. I feel like at the end of the day, maybe what it comes down to is you're trying to be as authentic to yourself as possible. And now there's not a global pandemic in the way to stop you from that, which means that you also should not be the thing that stops you from that. Yeah. That was
thanks,
deep.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I came up with that off the... Wait, don't tell me that she's the one that
she's
did
the
this.
One that started it with her song, Hot Girl Summer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
and
that.
Then Black
Bear. Well, God
and then
damn
Black
it.
Bear has Hot Girl Bummer.
I don't know what that means.
She's not nice. It's a song about a not nice lady.
Is that a lyric? Oh,
because okay. Like the lyric is literally Hot Girl, our Hot Girl Bummer anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum.
Oh, okay. So was my idea of Hot Girl Summer, does that land with Megan Thee Stallion's?
I don't actually know, but I know okay. That she's like, that song is the originator of it. She is the originator of the trend of Hot Girl Summer, but I think everything you said is pretty accurate. Just like kind of embracing who you are, embracing your body, embracing the fact that like, your body does these really great things for you and that you don't have to look like the stereotypical, like thin person, like that. Yeah.
Hollywood,
that all,
right.
That all bodies are beautiful and all people are beautiful. And it's basically like I feel like Hot Girl Summer is basically like a big old, like, I'm going to go out and treat myself in a way that's like, I'm going to treat myself to food, but I'm also going to treat myself to these experiences that I want to do. Or I'm going to treat myself to being lazy in bed and like getting extra sleep and taking care of myself. So I think it's all of that.
It's just Parks and Rec, treat yourself. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel totally bad. Go ahead. No, yawn it out.
No, you said okay. And I thought about our phone call.
Stop it. No, no. We are not Staten Island boy.
Okay.
What's his name?
Pete Davidson.
We are not being, wait, what is it? Long Island kid?
King Staten of Staten Island. Island.
What was his movie? King of Staten, I was close.
It was in New York.
Yes, we are not being Pete Davidson.
Okay. Chad, isn't it Chad?
No.
Yeah.
Chad, yes, Chad. SNL, Saturday Night Live. His commonly recurring character, Chad.
Okay.
Very funny. Very stupid, very funny. I think my favorite one that I've seen so far of all of those bits is probably the RuPaul one.
That is my favorite as well.
Yeah. I also really like when it's him and Miley Cyrus, and she's like, and by the way, Chad, I'm pregnant. And then he's like, I forget what he says. I think he's like, oh, and then he like slams the button and he shoots off to space. And I'm like, oh God, he went for cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay. So I apologize to Megan Thee Stallion and all of her followers that I was not aware that this was a thing. I thought it was a TikTok trend that someone just, they did, and it just took off. And because TikTok is just so big and, you know, you tend not to see the originals of stuff, you might see like the highest viewed response to an original video or original concept. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So interesting. I will now, even though I'm not a fan of necessarily the things I do know of Megan Thee Stallion's music, I will still give it a shot and I will see what's going on in there. So what does Hot Girl Summer look for me is what you're asking.
Yeah, but I feel like you kind of answered that.
I
like
did?
In your, well, you answered it in a elaborate on your what hot girl summer means to you.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, I think I talked about a generalization of what hot girl summer was. So I feel like for me, what that means and where I'm going with the hot girl summer is that I'm just ready to, I think it's hard because in the summertime for the jobs that I've always done, the summer when working, excuse me, in residence life is that like, that's kind of your time off, your time to relax. So I think at the end of the day, I need to make sure that I'm doing that to the fullest extent, that I'm emotionally ready to go back into the world in August and, you know, be 100%. So I think it's just a lot of, you know, I haven't read books in a long time. I mean, I've hammocked or, you know, sat in a hammock and swung very, very seldom. And those are things I very much enjoy doing. I've been very into true crime. Oh my God, I cannot speak. This is it. This is how it ends. I've been very into My Favorite Murder, which is a true crime podcast. I don't listen to a bunch of them, but you know, my podcasting experiences as a listener is very limited. And so I think the thing I just need to take a deep analytical approach of the things I enjoy and just wholeheartedly dive into that shit so fast. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. Keep myself in check, but also challenge myself, you know? I don't know. Is that hot girl summer?
Is that what your hot girl summer looks like?
I guess so. Moose is like, hot girl summer is that?
Yes.
Just laying. He is on his back, like 45% on his back, sprawled out like this. And that's a mood. That's what I want to be.
Is that your hot girl summer?
That's hot girl summer. I don't think moose are hot. Like they are cold, right? Because they're in the cold, unless I'm wrong. He's having a hot moose summer, which is just weird for moose everywhere. He's also a cat, so that's not how this works. I don't know what's happening. Hot moose summer. What's your
hot girl summer?
What's your hot moose? How's your hot moose? Sounds like you're saying like moose as in the dessert, which that's cold, yes, isn't it?
Hot. I feel like hot moose would be gross.
I feel like also a very warm animal that is a moose is strange. Just strange to also say in that way. So keep your moose cold. It really should be meese. You know what I mean?
It just sounds so dirty.
Keep your moose cold. You know how I like my moose? Nice and cold. Can I get a moose on the rocks?
No.
I'm going to stop. You need to talk about your hot girl summer before I keep going about moose things.
Hello, welcome to our podcast where all we talk about is moose.
Meese. Moose, meese, mess.
We are a mess.
Yes. I feel like if I had to sum up our podcast, it'd be like, I'm the wild one, you're the chaotic one, and we are
Groot.
We are not Groot. Marvel's gonna come for us. Stop it. Or Disney. Or I both. Hope not. Don't hurt my moose.
Not the moose.
Don't hurt my moose. No. Oh my gosh. Oh, what was it? We're just chaotic. Yeah. This is chaotic energy. What is your hot girl summer? We need to stop getting off the tangent. Stop looking at me.
Stop Talk looking at
me. Stop it.
What?
Stop it. Don't laugh. What's your hot girl summer?
Mine is not.
What is your hot girl summer? I set it off to the side so it wouldn't ripple into the microphone. Breathe.
My hot girl summer is...
We are causing people to freak out in their vehicles as they're laughing. I could see someone like going like this, driving crazy because they're like, this is too chaotic.
What just happened?
My moose is too cold. I need to warm it up. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, you know what I just thought about? Why it sounds weird is because of moose knuckles. Tie it all back to the fact that I'm not wearing
a You need romp. To wear a romp him.
No. Hot girl summer. Wear a
That's
romp.
What I Noted. Want you to do.
No. What's your romp? What's your romper? What's your hot girl summer?
My hot girl summer is you wearing a romp him.
No, thank you. Well, you're gonna have a cold lady winter if I do. So that sounds like something if you like did one of those translations from insert language back to English back to that language like 80 times. I feel like Daenerys Targaryen as like Mother of Dragons would turn into cold lady winter. Yeah.
Everything we talk about is Game of Thrones theme.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I purposely didn't take a drink of water because I knew I would spit it all over my computer.
I'm sorry. I'll drink while you speak so that way I don't
talk about cold moose. Oh no, but if your moose gets cold.
Stop it. Hot girl summer.
You need to
summer.
Make sure he's warm.
All right, so since we're already on this tangent, I just wanted to let you know, remember how I bought all those Funko Pops and I spent so much money on Funko Pops? Literally, I had a huge box that I've been using to, like I had multiple boxes and I've been stuffing with stuff. I filled an entire huge box with the Funkos. Like, of course, I wrapped them up a little bit in like leftover Walmart bags, that way they had some type of cushioning. An entire
That's
box
amazing.
I have a problem. I also ordered a Funko, but we don't need to talk about it anyway. Hot girl
they
summer
finally put out their they finally Stop put it. Out their Demon Slayer Funko Pops, and I can't wait. They look majestic.
You know what else is majestic? Your hot girl summer.
Okay.
So tell us about it.
You and your cold moose. So we're not going to talk about moose anymore.
I need everyone to know we just took a short break so that I could pee. And I told her, you be ready. Don't talk about anything else. Go right into Hot Girl Summer. You know what she does? As soon as I press go, talks about my freaking cat. Stop.
You don't know if I'm talking about your cat or the dessert.
I'm going to throw something.
Or the animal.
You know what bothers me the most about this? Is don't talk about that. What bothers me the most is I was the frustrating one, annoying, like disrupting your conversation. And now that the turns have tabled, I'm frustrated.
The turns have tabled.
So tell me about your hot girl summer. People have officially closed out. They're like, I can't hear them say those words anymore.
Talk about.
We're just going to call it HGS. Go ahead.
I have the giggles. I'm sorry. Oh, I was punched in the giggle dick. Anyway.
And you're talking about my moose knuckle. Well, yours is all about laughing.
It is all about laughing. Because I am, like, I'm ready to be so, like, I'm going to do my job, obviously, but I'm ready to be so uninvolved with my job that it's not even funny, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to go be outside, and I'm going to do some cosplay things as I grab my buns, not my butt buns, but my hair buns, I'm going to do some makeup stuff. I am going to read. I said at the top of the episode that I have books that I need to read. I'm going to read them all.
Every single one. Hopefully Game of Thrones is on
Game
that
of
list.
Thrones is going to be later in the season. It's not a part of my hot girl summer. But
oh my gosh. It's fine.
I'm still talking about it. I haven't derailed to talking about moose. Cody, CMD.
That's my name.
CMD. What? I'm going to go see Mothman. which is like something I can't wait to see. So it's going to be very Erica, because I like dark and creepy and spooky and fun. And all of the books are like fantasy world-ish. And I'm excited. I'm probably going to play some video games because I want to be so uninvested in work. And I'm going to, I have joined CKO, which is boxing. It's a boxing club. So now I'm learning how to kickbox, because I told myself I was going to learn new things this summer. So on top of learning how to kickbox, I'm also making my own shorts out of pants that I had before. So I'm upcycling fabric, trying to be good for the environment. I'm trying to figure out what the bottom half of the pants is going to be used for, but we'll figure that out eventually. Yeah.
You could always make stuff like bandanas or something for...
I'm just going to make her tiny hats.
Oh, God.
Bunch of time.
She's going to be like a nice big hat to cover her little face from the sun. That was a lot for me to.
But yeah.
Did someone put Tito's in here?
You,
my drink.
Did you
put
Tito's in there?
No.
No.
Only on Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
I listen. Darn it.
That means you can wear a romp him on a Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna
be. And then you'll know what it's like to just get completely naked in a public bathroom to pee.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. There are that's not true. I was like, there are times where I have to become completely naked, and I'm like,
in a public bathroom.
I can't even come up with a joke about becoming naked in a public bathroom.
Good,
because I just can't fathom.
Yeah,
you know, it makes sense though that you have to shimmy out of said thing to get. That's stupid. Like, why are we doing these things to ourselves? Like, even for babies, we have snaps at the bottom so that we can quickly change them. Why do romp? I mean, I was about to say, why don't we have those things for adults? But I can already see, like, issues in terms of, you know, sexual misconduct with that. That is a huge problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's something there that we need to be creative.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you remember this, but there were, back in the day, you used to, as a man, I used to be able to get these pants that they had a zipper around the leg, and you would unzip it, and then it would turn into shorts, right? So what if they did something like that?
Where would you unzip it at?
I like the tummy.
Okay. Or like
is that
the
a
hip
thing?
Area?
Can we make that happen? Well, maybe if it, like, I don't know, maybe if there's, like, a belt feature that's not real.
A belt feature? What?
Like, it has, like, an attached belt. I'm not a fashion designer. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, if it had a belt, but, like, it's not actually, an actual belt, but, like, if you, like, lift it up, there's the zipper, and then that's how it drops down. Or if it has, like a cinched in... Like little, I don't know, some shirts have like those ties right under the breast area that like cinches in. Like maybe there's something with that.
So like you could unzip it and it could be like a crop top.
Yes, but when it's zipped, it's a romper. That way you can pee
easily. Okay.
Or poop. I don't judge what you do at a public
restroom. Change your tampon, whatever.
I just can't comprehend when people are like, I can't poop when I'm in public places. Like, my body just sucks it all up. And I'm like, I get it to a certain extent, but some people are like, I can't even use other bathrooms. It has to be this one bathroom. And I'm like, I've lived too many lives knowing, I don't know if I just pooped in the wrong place in a different life, but like, you got to do what you got to do where you're at.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
You're going to sit
I'm
with
not
that
gonna
for a second?
I'm not going to fly to Texas just so I can shit. Like,
right, yeah.
No.
There's a certain person I know that may or may not be my mother, that she can only poop in the first floor bathroom of her house that she currently owns.
What happens if she leaves that house?
Yeah, she doesn't poop.
Like, does care?
I truly believe that they went on vacation and she didn't poop for days. And then when she came back, that was it. I know. I know. She would go, she's never been to Hawaii, but for the purpose of this joke, you know what? I'm like, let me just spoil my joke before I even get there. She could go on a vacation to Hawaii, but the volcano all along is her when she comes home.
I'm really perplexed by this notion.
Yeah, take a moment. Well, we did talk on the podcast before about, I'm so glad that we talk about pooping. Remember about the whole bookstore thing?
That happened to me.
There was that. You walked into a bookstore and you had
to poop? Finally happened to me, yes.
I think it's a placebo, not a placebo. It's one of those, like, because I told you about it, then it's just like your brain filtered back and was like, boy, I gotta poop.
Maybe. I was really annoyed by it because I was like, I'm on a mission. This is deterring my mission.
You had to do addition.
Yeah.
In the toilet. Did you poop there? Good. Good. So you don't have that issue.
No, I don't. Okay.
See, I don't have that issue either. I would just prefer not to in certain situations. Like, I mean, I also am not afraid to make jokes about stuff like that. Like, if you take too long when you said you had to pee, we all know you had to poop.
Yes.
If you say, I'm just going to run to the bathroom quick, and it's been past a certain amount of minutes and seconds, we all know you're pooping. Bless you. Don't play me.
Yes.
It's okay. We all poop.
I think the best thing, if you haven't listened to it or watched and listened to it because it's on YouTube, Olin Rogers does a really funny sketch about pooping in a Target.
Oh, God.
And I don't know what the title of the YouTube video is, but every time I think about it, I think about him being like, it's a Monday.
Oh. Is he setting up a story?
Yes.
Got it.
And he just like had a football. Goodbye. I'm so sorry. You talk. I'm going to cough in the corner.
I was going to say, I have a secret for you.
Okay, well, keep talking.
When you are pooping in a public place, I'm just going to mute you. You're good. Oh, wait. Hold on. Nick, you're going to have to cut around this. All right, Nick, I cut a little bit. So if you can kind of clean this area up, I'm sorry. Coming back into it. So I have a little secret for you. If you are ever in a public restroom and you are, this is also for American listeners or US listeners, and maybe some people that also experience this, how we have a whole bunch of divides in the wall that you can see through, right? And you don't want to be seen pooping. That's weird. So what you do? So you take a whole bunch of toilet paper, you wet it a little bit, like maybe you want to like lick your finger and like touch the top of the toilet paper, and you put that at the very top of the dividers, and then it hangs down, and then you have a small screen to protect you from all of those little crevices that you can see through.
Have you done this?
I have never done this, no. And I'm saying that honestly, I've never utilized this, but retrospectively, I can't see that being an issue because literally you're only creating something as a barrier. Like, it literally could not be worse.
Could you do this and then check back in?
I mean, the odds of me using a public restroom in the next time till we record actually is probably high because I have to drive home. Yes. Fun fact. Well, I had to pee, so I guess it's different. But I did finally, I think this is the first time on my own accord that I've ever stopped at a rest stop.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like, I've always had to in, like, band trips or, you know, like, school function trips that we would stop. This is the first time I've ever done it on my own.
Interesting.
I'm a big kid now.
You are a big kid now.
I'm a big boy, all because I went to a rest stop.
I mean, your drive isn't... Your drive is like the middle ground of being like too long but also too short for you needing to stop and get gas.
So yeah, what, there goes my headphones. What usually happens is, and I just cracked my finger. What usually happens is that I will try to do all those things first. But since where I'm at does not have a Dunkin' Donuts, what usually happens is I stop a fair way through the trip in a place called Blairsville. Specifically Blairsville, does not matter why, it just happens that way. And I stop at that Dunkin' and fill up on gas. And then I drive the rest of the way home. And I usually don't stop to use the restroom at all. If I'm at home, or if I'm at my mom's house, there's a Dunkin' in town and multiple gas stations. So I actually just do that. And I make it the whole 4 hours. But there have been times where for some reason my body is just like, no, you gotta go, man. And I'll either stop at a gas station and fill up, or this past time I was like, I don't think I can hold it. Which I was at the Danville exit. So I literally was about 35 minutes from my mom's house at that point. I'm like, I just can't hold it anymore. I just gotta go.
Sometimes it's worth like that tiny stop just to stretch your legs.
Right. Yeah, 4 hours isn't that bad, but isn't your drive a little bit longer? Isn't yours like 4.5 to 5?
To my parents, it's 3 to 4, depending on New Jersey traffic.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I feel like I could do that drive pretty fine without stretching. Like, that's totally, it's not an issue for me. And I would say that I was kind of antsy when I drove to Philly from where I'm currently at. That was about 5 hours. So I think it was five and a half. So that just, like, I think that's kind of where my limit was. Actually, no. That sounds about right. When I drove to Boston, we had to get gas about, like, 3/4 of the way through. So at least I did get to stretch, and that was about a 6.5-hour drive.
When I drove to Boston, it was in a large van with all ladies, and we called it the Vag Van, and it was beautiful. But we stopped. I think we stopped once. For us, for there being 6 to 7 ladies in that van, we stopped once. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. I missed the Vag Van crew.
Yeah.
What
a statement.
When I drove to see Courtney in Virginia, which is a 7+ hour trip, I wanted to stop in the middle, so I think I did 4 hours and 4 hours.
Gotcha. And you got to stretch.
I think just
stretch your limb.
Yeah, from driving to Texas, to and from Texas, I appreciate rest stops a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I think to put a nice bow on this, what we're saying is stretch your legs, stretch your mind, and have a hot girl summer.
Have a hot girl summer, and don't have a hot moose summer.
I'm not doing this conversation again. Thank you all so much for listening. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts and listen to us, please feel free to leave us a review, a rating, tell us why we're great, tell us why my hair is so amazing. No, I'm just kidding. And if you're on YouTube, please feel free to leave us a comment, a like, and a subscribe. And you can totally talk about what your hot girl summer is going to be. Thank you all so much for listening. And have a great rest of your day. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. You're just going to keep waving.